you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've got them gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday session, coming to you unusually on a Tuesday. Saturday morning brought the disappointing news that Rose Hill was postponed, but that quickly turned into excitement with the news we would be rewarded with a stacked midweek card. There may only be two group ones, but the depth across the card today is serious, and we're set to learn plenty about how the championships will unfold. Settle in for a special midweek edition as the lads and I bet up and dive into the eight biggest races from Rose Hill. King Zone, we're going to start with race two, the babies in the Ballue Stakes, a group three over 1,400 metres. What do you make of this race, mate?
Mate, I've had one bet. I'm on Next Gen, who was a very impressive winner up at Newcastle. Now she comes down to Rose Hill. What worries me a little bit was race one, as in first and second across the line were both fence. Leader fence won. Second came from midfield, but hard up against the fence. So I want to see how this track's playing. I've actually halved my bet on Next Gen, because I think she'll be midfield and drawn out in 10. So it's interesting to see what happens here. But I took 5.50, hard my bet, and let's get into it.
Very good. Let's work with the boys on the casting couch. What's happening, boys? You always wanted to make it the casting couch, haven't you?
Yeah, it's good to be here. Exciting day's racing.
So nepotism has been favourite in this race for a long time. Obviously ran very well in the Todman, formed behind Tentris and Wodeton. This is a slightly old odds screen that we were looking at before. What's the update, boys?
Yeah, nepotism's out to 5.50 and Next Gen's in the favourite. The market's sort of looking away from that. Todman, even Sanctify coming out of the Black Oakle's been well supported. Michelangelo coming out of the same races in Next Gen is halved in price as well.
Nepotism trying to find a way.
Michelangelo running up backsides not going that good. Next Gen's trying to let
Next Gen's letting down with a big run. Come on, but
I don't know if she can win out there.
This would be interesting.
Look at this fence.
It's fire, isn't it?
Geez, the fence was gone 200 metres ago and it just keeps fighting back.
Nice win, Nepotism. Tupacara running off
second. Yeah, getting up.
It's interesting, the leader battled on, didn't it? It was gone at the 400 and just kept finding on.
You think disadvantage out wide? Where
I think so for sure. Yeah, I think you want to lead or sit behind the leader. I think barriers 1 to 4 are going to have a huge advantage there today. What was Nepotism's drawn three? I think.
Yeah, I think it landed on the fence.
Drawn three.
Barriers 1, 2, 3, 4 will dominate there all day, I think.
So you might adjust your approach a little bit around that.
Well, I will. Yeah, I will. I'll adjust my staking and anything that sort of was close to a bet. That wasn't a bet will now become a bet. Anything like Next Gen there that was a strong bet, I halved my stake on. I still back them, but I'm wondering if I shouldn't at times. But sometimes it turns around as well. Just because you see two races, it doesn't mean everything, but certainly looks to be a fence. You want to be on the fence there, I think, for sure.
Junior, we just heard from Michael Hawkes about Nepotism. What's the plan, son?
Yeah, I think it's just to the champagne's always been the plan and they'll stick to that.
I think he's a great hope in that. He looked like he's very progressive, strong form. You can't have stronger form than the Golden Slipper form, which he had out of the Todman. He's done very well in that race, on possibly in a tougher part of the track. wasn't where it looks, so it's advantageous. King Zone.
Yeah,
you think he's Group
What's
One?
What's favourite in the champagne? I've got no idea. I'm just thinking about today.
Well, it's sort of dependent on what happens in the size produce this Saturday. So they haven't put the market up yet, the bookies, because they're a bit scared. But once they do, we'll have a look. And
form lines have been strong.
I would imagine they'd be putting it up at about somewhere between $12 and $15. A race three where we step up in distance and potentially class for the Tullock Stakes. It's the traditional ATC Derby Trial, 2,000 metres, set weights, Group 2, and the form stacks up. Five of the last eight winners have gone on to claim the Derby. All right, we've got Small in for the Tullock. Things are starting to get serious. It's a big Derby trial. We thought we'd get you in here. What did you make of this race?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting race. We've got obviously a lot of form lines here. We've got Melbourne form lines with Confetti Garden. We've got New Zealand form lines with Golden Century. And then we've got some Sydney Metro and Provincial form lines. So it's a pretty interesting lead up to the Derby, I thought.
Yeah, boys, what did you make of it?
Yeah, there's one horse I don't want to be with. And it's definitely the favourite, one-time favourite. King of Thunder, Barrier 13. I think it's going to go back from the draw. I think it's a good horse, but I think, getting out to $6 is probably the right price now. But I don't want to be with it. I sort of want to be on something up on the pace, drawn inside.
Yep.
Maybe a bit of format. Gay Waterhouse, Tim Clark.
Junior, what do you make of it, mate?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting race. You got Golden Century coming out of that Will You Do It form. It was sort of
the Derby, yep.
It was slow away and then held up sort of in the race. So it's probably a big improver against National now. Dylan Dash sneaking runs up the fence. Pocketing was actually there.
Yeah, coming on a bit. King of Thunder, plenty of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do.
Golden Century can't even run straight. Come on, Aurora for Smalley.
Firm Agreement sneaking up the fence.
Smalley pocketing.
Firm Agreement flying.
Yeah, Firm Agreement.
That's a roughie on AI. Go on, Firm Agreement. Firm Agreement's whizzing home on the road. Come on, Annabelle and Rob.
Big run,
come on,
Annabelle and Rob. Look at this.
Oh, that is such a tight photo. I don't know. I think the outside got a big dive in. Anyone willing to say?
I thought the inside was close.
Yeah.
Geez, that's close. But
huge run, huge derby run from Firm Agreement.
I think the horse you want to be following out of that, just on initial impression, is King of Thunder. Yeah. It's come down the middle.
Yeah. But once again, we saw that inside part seemed to be
horse got up the inside.
Quicker, didn't it?
Never trust the low angle here, by the way, everyone. So
favour the outside, won't it?
Yeah, usually.
Comes out of the highway.
Firm Agreement. Pocketing comes out of the highway, yeah. Pocketing, and there's King of
Thunder putting his nose into the picture. Does Firm Agreement get there?
No.
That is so tight.
No, it goes.
Pocketing.
A highway form, eh?
Yeah, wow.
All right, boys, we've just heard from Will Friedman, so they don't want to commit to a decision now about the derby, but it sounds like they're going to run. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, it sounds like he said he's got a big decision to make today. Obviously, in the interest of Yulong as well, you know, they want to win big races, and you're only a three-year-old once. He said he'd be guided by Josh Parr, and I just heard an interview with Josh Parr who said that they went pretty hard there, so he thinks that the horse will be able to run the trip.
Yep.
But, yeah. I guess there'll be a few probably backing up out of that race into the derby, right, depending on how they pull
up.
Say
first three across the line for sure. I like Firm Agreement. I want to be on Firm Agreement, Smalley. $15 it is in the derby, I've just seen.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, definitely stayed and going to be on a four-day backup. So
yeah, I just like that it was really getting its work with 200 to go. Yeah. An extra 400 metres on Saturday will suit it well, I reckon. I'd say it'll certainly be running.
I'd love Dylan Dash.
Okay.
Had no luck. Maybe a sneaky jockey change.
$21.
A big race.
$21. What about you, Uncle Mel?
Yeah, I want to be on King of Thunder there.
Okay.
I thought they sort of had to go back from the wide draw. It's a long way back. It charged home. Probably in the bad lane so far today. So I think it's about $9.
Yeah, it is $9. Can confirm that.
I think that's where they want to go. That's its grand final. Whether it pulls up well or not is probably the only issue. And it's got to go and beat Willie Do It. What do you think, Smalley?
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was pretty bunch finish, so I'd probably be looking for the New Zealand form, the Willie Do It, I suppose.
Yeah, so you didn't think the winner was in that race?
I don't think so.
We move to race four, the Neville Selwood Stakes, Group 2, over 2,000 metres. There's no three-year-olds here, but one of the best four-year-olds in the country, Chow Wolf, goes around as a short price favourite. He's third up today with sights set on beating the world's top-ranked mare, Via Sestina, in the Queen Elizabeth. Welcome back in King Zone. Things are all right at the moment.
They are.
Cornella in the last race in Sydney. Oh, your best bet of the day. Just got home.
I'm feeling great.
And we've got
now
a golden,
we're stepping into a shorty.
We've got a golden bullet coming up in the Neville Selwood. Interesting that Chow Wolf's ended up in this race, but I understand why.
One of my dad's favourite jockeys, Neville Selwood.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. Going back a while with Neville Selwood. Lucky the bird's not here. He'd talk for 20 minutes
I know.
About Neville Selwood.
Yep. But Chow Wolf, yeah. I mean, I'm not finding anything too special here.
No.
Just a class thing, I suppose. Great run in the George Ryder, third in the George Ryder. Chow Wolf's been on a wet track or a heavy track once. That was in the Derby, the AJC Derby, beaten by the late Riff Rocket. So handles a heavy track. There's not too many holes, but at that price, I took $1.60 Chow Wolf, but, you know, I actually half my bet. I haven't gone crazy at all on this track.
Okay, can we find a way why this horse
just going to chime in there, Kings, with you. Just with the way that the track is playing, the draw does look a bit sticky for it, doesn't it, Chow Wolf?
It does. 2,000 metre races can play a little bit different to those sprint races, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, you'd rather be drawn one, that's for sure, and be sitting six fence than maybe, you know, having to either go back too far or sit off the fence for sure.
Quickly, you can confirm that King of Thunder will be going around in the derby?
Yeah, just as long as it pulls up, okay.
Big runner.
That's where we'll be going.
Your Texas stable, they're
$9. $9.
$9 in the derby?
I want to be on.
I think that's a great price.
Oh, there we go.
Smalley said that there was a bit of a bunch finish. He wasn't too keen on the form out of that race.
Oh, come on, Smalley. Comes down the middle of the track, got back to last and came down the middle of the track. Thought it was going to get up. Mm. It was a huge run.
Yeah. And do you think there's definitely bias at the track? It's clearly...
Well, it's only been three races, but
yeah.
I do, because a lot of them have been sort of longer priced and they've come from sort of The only things that made ground from back have been up the fence mainly. So, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think if you've taken $1.50, you're pretty happy with
where he's in the run. Please. Please.
I'm happy with where he's in the run. I didn't say it's home.
You're getting to that, though.
No, I wasn't.
No
way.
Zarakan probably going to be a pest and stick on a little bit just because they're going so slow. It might be a bit hard to get out.
You don't want to get posted behind it.
I think Chad's actually jerried to that and he's gone trying to maybe go around.
Yeah, he's either if Zarakan comes in, the race will track up, and if not, he'll go around him.
It's a good ride for Chad, I reckon.
Looks like he's going to have to go around him. He's gone inside him.
It's been a brilliant
beautiful ride. The way you got inside Zarakan there was fantastic. He's had every possible chance. Let's go, Chad. What you got, son?
Here he goes.
Got to get to Just Fine.
Just grinding away a little bit.
Just Fine's a long way in front of him.
Our goal, Hope, is running a massive race.
What's he seeing the white off heels?
It's getting into his work now, Chow Wolf. Is he going to fall in? We want him to for the Golden Bullet backers. Come on, Chow Wolf. Put that nose out. Put that nose out. Oh, that is such a tight
I reckon the grey got a really big bob in on the whiters.
Jeez, that's close.
Gee, they walked in that race. They just absolutely
did
walked.
Did he win?
I thought yes or no. I thought the grey won, to be honest.
No one thinks he won?
Wow.
No, I think Just Fine's got his head down on the inside.
Just
there,
Fine was super prominent. He just kept on keeping on, keeping on.
I think he got away with absolute murder in the lead.
Got away with murder in front. Never trust
somehow
this angle.
Get your nose in front.
Yeah, the grey.
This angle's bad. The angle is terrible.
Chow Wolf managed to win, please. Wolf. I think he has. He's done it. Nah, the King's Tone. It's 100% won. Just say you got Chow Wolf first, Just Fine second.
How good is taking
$1.50?
It's like giving starts in the rugby league. You never win easily anymore.
It's never easy.
But win I did.
So, look, he's won there, Chow Wolf. Yeah. Hard to see him winning the Queen Elizabeth off that, but he's a good horse. And we've got to remember that he was at his dynamic best in the spring when he was fourth and fifth up. And he will be fourth up into the Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
You'd want...
It's hard to see him turning the tables on Via Sistina.
What price do you want for him to win the Queen Elizabeth?
50s.
Hundreds.
I don't want to back him.
I think
Via Sistina's got a mortgage on the race. I said it in this exact same seat. You take the double, the Ranvit into the Queen Elizabeth.
And you'll have spending money for the winter.
Absolutely. All right, no, seriously, I can't see Via Sistina getting beat. I think she'll just keep improving.
Mm. I will say that I don't think the sit and sprint suits Chair Wolf. I think he likes a generally owned race.
Trouble is a lot of things don't suit Chair Wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
Has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Is Pride of Jenny going to be in the Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth?
Absolutely. I was listening to Kieran Maher on the radio this morning. They say, look, the plan was to run her, so we'll run her unless she doesn't. Something goes amiss in the next little time.
Did you say Pride of Jenny?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But
well, she's done
all,
it before.
Look, it's all panning out like it did last year. She can't win. Everyone sort of forgets about her. I understand this circumstance is.
What'll she be? 12 to 1?
Well, I saw $26 after. I saw $26 after the Australian Cup. Then I saw another market saying 15. I don't know if there's been a bit of money for her. $26 is a decent price. If she gets to the race start, they just light her up.
I wouldn't want to lay her at $26 coming around the turn. She'll be in front.
Oh, it's one of the lowest lays you could ever have.
Yeah, and she's done it before. Yeah. She's won from two. She was favourite in the Australian Cup and failed, but she won in pretty good time before that. Mm. So I'm not saying she can't. I'd never say Pride of Jenny can't win.
You have to wonder, and we'll hear from Joe Pride soon, will he definitely go to the Queen Elizabeth? You think he would?
It's been a very weird prep. Was it like
well, it got
14 back to 13?
Yeah. But remember, he got injured. He got a temperature just before he was about to start in, was it the Apollo? I think it was the Apollo.
Well, it hasn't been ideal regardless.
So he's been on the back foot ever since. But that was a bit flat today. He didn't sprint at the 200.
No.
We move to race 5 and it's time for the ladies in the Emancipation Stakes, a Group 2 1,500-meter race for the fillies and mares. Chris Waller saddles up two of the country's top three fillies. And possibly the favourite here, his horse Lazura, might be the fourth best. She was dynamic in the fire lap 2 weeks ago and now faces a sterner test stepping up against the older mares. We've got Smalley back in. Quick question, Chow Wolf. What did you make of him?
You'd have to be a little bit disappointed with that, really. Like he did jump $1.50 against probably a lot lesser opposition and he got the job done, but obviously he need to improve to be any chance in Queen Elizabeth against the big boys and girls, you think?
What did Joe Pride say?
Same thing. He said, he's like my horses usually peak at their second run of 2,000, but he's definitely going to need to improve if he's going to win the Queen Elizabeth.
All right. Let's move on to the Emancipation. Now, AI is tipping Lazura as a bet. What did you make of the race, Smalley?
Oh, that was an interesting race, the girls again. Lazura obviously did win the lead-up, sitting outside the lead where they walked and zipped home, but she did seem to have every chance for mine. But, yeah, again, bit of form from everywhere, some Canberra form, some other fillies and mares races, some overseas form. So.
There was a bit of a boom about Scarlet Oak about a year ago, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Then she went out to Queensland, didn't quite make the cut, so it'd be interesting to see how she goes.
Had the bad neck, Scarlet Oak. But yeah, I like Scarlet Oak as a horse, I think, but I want to be against her from barrier 10 here getting back.
Here we go.
Palmer Queen under the pump.
Tommy Tommy got nowhere to go.
Curvelante with something.
Honey Girl's causing all kinds of problems for Tommy.
Lekvart bolting.
Curvelant going good.
Lekvart looks home for me.
Now, Queen. What can Tommy do on Lazura?
Lekvart's home.
Lekvart.
Bit of a noted dry tracker, isn't it?
Something beating Lazura can still maybe get there? No. Oh, should have won by long, long way, Lazura.
Kev Long probably should have finished a bit closer as well. Yeah. He's held up the fence.
Defied the pattern there, didn't it? Coming down the outside, Lekvart.
Yeah, probably helped a lot of them.
But the story is just Lazura, like how
run
far?
Run into each other.
How far?
Should have won by the leg.
Race 6, the spotlight stays on the fillies, but this time it's Group 1, the Vinery Stud Stakes. On this heavy track, it'll be a genuine 2,000-metre stamina test. Treasure of the Moment towers over her rivals and will go around a heavy odds-on favourite at level weights. All right, we've got the Fizzer in and we're keen to talk to you, but just one second. We just want to close out that last race, the Emancipation. So firstly, what did we learn from Joe Pride about the winner, Lekvart?
Yeah, Joe Pride says she'll be going on to the Queen of the Turf,
yes,
where she is now $26 in the market, in from 100, 101, I believe, off the back of that win. And then after that, she'll be going to the Breeding Barn.
Chairman sale, she's going to be get sold.
Good
for the owners that she's just won a Group 2. You never know, Group 1, that'd be massive.
Massive.
They pay big money for Group 1 winning.
Just as an aside as well, Joe Pride said, you know, she had a duck egg actually on wetter tracks. She was none from five, so he was very surprised that she did let down the way that she did. But, good win.
Okay, and Lazura is dominant in the Queen of the Turf market as well. I think it's third favourite. The market I'm looking at, you got Fangirl up the top at about $250. A Tissue, Lady Camelot, and then Lazura at $8.
Yeah, $8 now. But yeah, she's, if Fangirl and the Tissue line up, that'll be hard to toss as well. So yeah.
Fangirl's probably got a mortgage on the race. You'd think.
Yeah, you'd think so. Mm.
Fizzer, talking about having mortgages on races, Treasure the Moment.
Oh, you haven't gone and done, have you? Richard, you haven't.
Yeah, it's been well supported actually, but I think the drying track's going to help Treasure the Moment today. I was sort of keen to stay out of it on Saturday if they ran on that day, and I stepped in first thing this morning knowing that the track is drying, and I think it's the best horse by far in this race. So
what price did you secure, Scott?
I secured a little bit of overs, 170-ish.
Yeah, the all up as well with the
and a little all
fall
up
in.
With the one that fell in. It was lucky to get there, that horse. So very happy that I'm alive with that one too. Yeah, it's been heavily backed, actually, Treasure the Moment. They don't really want any other runner, so it'll be interesting to see how the race pans out.
Mm. What are you thinking in the run? Where do you want to sort of see it get to?
I think this horse just puts itself in sort of like anywhere up sort of midfield to the front half of the field, I think. Good barrier 5. D Lane knows what he's doing. I'm just really happy the track's not too wet. I think it's a perfect setup.
If you couldn't have J-Mac riding your horse, who would you want on your horse?
Oh... In Sydney or anywhere in Australia?
Anywhere in Australia.
I quite like Jamie Carr. I think she's a really good rider. Sorry, Jamie Mellum.
Yeah.
I think Zara's a great rider. D Lane's a great rider. There's plenty of good riders in Sydney as well. I've pretty much just named about five riders, haven't I?
See on the fence right at your face.
What's going to happen in this race, mate?
Treasure Moment goes forward and hopefully wins for the punters. Yeah. Moving out's probably the improver that everyone's been talking about, but...
The Clitchy Boulevard's an AI tip.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to find something to beat it, I think, on paper.
Yeah.
Well, hello. This interesting.
Very interesting. My power's Opal.
Just
going to make it a true staying test.
I think this is a rematch between Powers and Opal and Treasure Moment from the spring.
Yeah.
And I think they think that the only way they can beat it is by doing this and going forward.
They don't want to sprint at the same time as her.
I don't mind it, really.
I think it's a great tactic. Here we go.
It's going to run last, Powers of Opal.
Yeah.
Kenny Queen trying to get clear running. Does Treasure just go bang?
No, it doesn't look right. Like DeLeachy's going all right.
Benadryl's
running
a race.
Fight.
Benadryl's running a big race here.
Huge race.
Yeah, but here goes the class.
Yeah, the class.
Good run, Benadryl. See, that was the one that I reckon. One, Treasure the Moment, a class. Very good.
So what we've probably learnt there is that Treasure the Moment will almost certainly go to the Oaks. Now, you can't imagine they'd back up into a derby 5 days on that run. Looks like the Oaks is perfect for her.
If they did, they'd probably win.
Mm. So that's an interesting point. So say they were to go to the derby, and we'll probably find out very soon. You think Treasure the Moment would win the derby on that run there?
I think she's a better horse than Eliana.
Mm-hmm. And all the other three-year-old colts, geldings. The talking point, though, is Benadryl.
Yeah, it was good to see him come up from Melbourne.
Yeah, just a really, really good run.
And do you think there's any chance Benadryl could turn the table on Treasure of the Moment in the Oaks?
I don't think anything will turn the table on Treasure of the Moment. The further it goes, the further it wins by, probably.
If they went fast in that race, the leaders run last. Declici Boulevard's been beat. There's one horse left that was up on speed. Benadryl's come back from on the fence and got the suck run. I think it's just one hope.
Yeah, but I think Benadryl's a horse, you know, if it doesn't race against Treasure of the Moment, it's one that you could follow next start and back for sure.
For sure.
Off the back of that run, bringing the Melbourne form up to Sydney. And yeah, that Athanatos looks like it goes all right as well. So that sort of form line stacking up. Wonder where they go next with that horse because it ran really good numbers.
We move to race 7 and we shift back to the sprinting ranks for the Star Kingdom Stakes. A fast and furious Group 3 over 1,200 metres. It's wide open and it's also a key stepping stone for sprinters targeting the Brisbane winter or looking to pinch a big one in Sydney or Adelaide. Expect fireworks from the jump. All right, welcome back in King Zone.
Thank you.
Got you in for the Star Kingdom. Before we do that, let's just finish off the Vinery. So we heard from trainer Matt Laurie. He says that she's cherry right now. This is Treasure the Moment for the Oaks. No chance of going to the Derby. Thinks made the obvious point. She loves 2,400 metres. He seems very confident. Onward and upward, I guess. Not much more to say, really, is there?
Seems logical and the right way to go, I think.
Mm. There's a sneaky chance we might be able to go and do some content with Matt Laurie next week.
Is anyone you don't know?
Well, actually, it's the bird's the one. The bird's got the connection there. So.
Bird's a word.
Anyway, let's move on, King Zone, to the Star Kingdom Stakes. And you're back because you've had a crack. It's an AI crack as well.
Yeah, general, I'm on the salute general. Up there. The general, yeah, coming off a very impressive first up win in the Bert Lilly down at Kembla. Lightly raced horse, no weight, tick, tick in a race like this. It has been the best back. It's been about $6 was bet this morning, which I took a little bit this morning, and now into about $4.40, $4.60. The other one that's been money for is Espionage, which promises a lot and is yet to deliver. Could today be the day, but you'll often find in these sort of races that it's the lightly raced horses down in the weights that the bigger punters generally gravitate towards. So we'll see what happens. Astraka's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
Marzu, there was a lot of money when the rains came, firmed up a bit, and now starting to ease back out a bit, but he's got to be a chance with Nash on as well. So it's going to be a great race.
Junior?
Yeah, it looks a great race. Kings is probably on the money. Espionage is just a bit of a tease.
Yes.
It's time for it to do something.
It really is, yes. Yeah.
And then Pride's got Coal Crusher, Marzu, and Dragonstone all look hopes.
There's
odds.
A small chance if someone was really impressive in this race, they might back up into the TJ Smith on Saturday. But gee, wouldn't that be a big rising class for any of these horses?
Yeah, it would be.
Track seems to be evening out a bit too. They're sort of coming down the middle a bit more now. We're all got very excited early about that.
That's unusual.
Yeah, well, I still think it's a slight advantage. Not as much, but I mean, you just don't know. I still think it is. And a lot of those races were 2,000 metre races as well. And the sprint race, I think, is a little bit more evident. So we'll see what happens here. The map, if that is the case, will be against General Salute here. But I've had my full bet on. Come on, General, get that little gap there. Here we go.
Espionage presented and offered nothing as per General Salute.
Come on, General.
Don't click up. Let down. A lot of work to do. Astraka with Jay Sham.
Dragonstone's kind of coming
through. Jay Sham's going to be very hard to run down from there.
Come on, General.
Come on, General. Finish hard.
Don't think it can get up.
Flying for the King.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think you're sweet.
Geez, it knuckled down the last 100. One for sure.
That's just
one.
Nah, one for sure.
Vivier
making ground. Ew! He got up the
very good. The King Zone, well done.
Thanks. What a great win. Geez, he knuckled down that last 100.
Yeah.
I think I said at the 100, I don't think he can win or he can't win. And as soon as I said that, he took off.
Yeah. So we'll confirm the photo here.
Star on the rise.
They go to the line.
Sure.
Yeah, he won. He won for sure. There it is.
There it is.
Interesting horse. King's pretty lightly raced. I think that was its 10th start there.
Yeah, well, he's just gone to a completely new level now after the first up win and then what he's done there as well. That was a big win.
Huge win.
Exceptional sectionals the last 200.
For sure.
Never easy to circle him.
No, it's never easy, especially at Rose Hill.
All right, race 8 and the main event, the Kia Tancred Stakes. Group 1, $1.5 million on the line, 2,400 metres at weight for age, and our best stayers are lining up. Dubai Honor was simply too good for the Aussies 2 years ago, dominating the Randvet and the Queen Elizabeth. After multiple overseas campaigns in 2024, the seasoned veteran returns unfazed and rightly starts favourite. All right, we're back and we've heard from Sterling Alexio on General Salute. What's the update, Uncle Mal?
Yeah, they don't really know where to go next. Luskin Star maybe at Scone over 1,300 metres, which is probably a good track for it, big wide open spaces. And they think there might be a good chance as well, maybe a lightweight chance in the Stradbroke or something like that in the Brisbane winter. Interesting horse. They said that it had a lot of feet issues and stuff like that before they tipped it out. They actually tipped it out for 7 months and they gelded it. Mm. And, you know, it's done wonders. It's come back. Kings, you said it's gone to a new level.
Yeah,
this prep.
Absolutely. Well, they got it right now. Watch out. Just keeps
on the way up.
Absolutely.
Mm. Now, Kings, I've kept you in for this race, the Tancred. Mm. It's a big lead up to the Sydney Cup and the Melbourne Cup. Obviously, it's a fantastic Group 1 weight for age race on its own. But this is a particularly good edition of it. We've got Dubai Honor. We know how good he was a couple of years back.
Mm.
Vauban.
Mm.
What did you make of the race?
Well, Vauban started favourite twice in a Melbourne Cup and failed. But with Gay Waterhouse now, and we saw what he did first up, I think he's got a lot of improvement. I'm on him. I took 440 and 420. He's been really well backed. And I think come jump time, which isn't far away, he's going to nearly start favourite. What's the latest betting update? Is he into favouritism yet?
He's into favourite.
Very much.
There we go. Favorite. So Dubai Honor, Hong Kong. Now here, I'm just a bit of a query on those horses that travel a lot. Great horse. Got a feeling one of those two will win it. But Arapaho and Duke DeCessa certainly aren't out of the race. But you can't back them all. I just thought Vauban was the horse who's acclimatised here now and he's on the rise.
Vauban is an interesting horse, Kings. Few sort of people that watch Northern Hemisphere racing are probably saying it wasn't going quite as good as it was before it left last time up there. So might have dropped off a little bit on its form. But then you look at its Hong Kong run and it was pretty good as well.
It was pretty good. Definitely in the race, class horse. 7-year-old now. It's just sort of can it keep producing out here? I think either Dubai Honor or Vauban will win. I think they're the two class horses. Yeah, I'm certainly not against Dubai Honor, but just at the price, I think it's a little bit too short.
Vauban's going to follow Dubai Honor into the race right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
He needs a horse to take him somewhere. Here, Vauban.
Yes. I don't think it's going good enough.
No.
Vauban's
back to the fans.
And where's Vauban going to go?
Circle of Fire's just falling in his lap.
Here comes Arapaho.
In the fight.
I'll pick up Vauban.
Vauban's coming. Come on.
Land legend up the fence. The Duke and Dubai Honor.
Vauban, is he going to fly home?
Yeah, he's got
Dubai
Honor.
Dubai Honor. Dubai Honor. Dubai Honor. Too good. Wow. That's a huge win, isn't it?
Haggis, too good.
Wow.
And Vauban should have finished closer as well, but
yeah,
two class horses.
I think it should have been fighting out the finish there.
Yeah.
Full
probably
honest,
not
Dubai
a lot
Honor.
Between.
Mate,
yeah.
You know, hasn't raced since December or November last year. Comes out here, does that. Just so much better than our horses, isn't he, when he's at his best? All right, we move to race 9 and we are nearly there. We close the Tuesday session with a nod to the Doncaster. The Group 3 Prelude offers a golden ticket into the country's premier mile race. That means one thing, a scrap to the finishers. Everybody wants in. All right, we've got Smalley back in for the Doncaster Prelude, the last of the day. It's been a marathon. Before we talk about the Doncaster Prelude, so interesting news. We just heard from Izzy Paul. They want to back Dubai Honor up into the Queen Elizabeth in a couple of weeks' time, dropping back to 2,000 metres. What's your feeling about that?
Well, good for the race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes it a cracking race. Couldn't doubt them if they want to do that. He's got 3 from 3 in Australia and he's won it before. So
hasn't affected the market much. So I'm just looking now. V16 are $1.60. Dubai Honor $5. Chow Wolf $8. And then you've got a whole lot of other horses there. I would have thought Dubai Honor probably would have affected the market a bit more. V16 would have got out, but
I think he should be a bit shorter.
Bit what do you
closer
think?
To the other?
Keen to be on V16 or if
yeah,
some other juice in the market, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think she's just
if we can get it a bounce out a little bit, that'd be nice.
Sure, yeah, you show.
Wasn't as visually impressive as last start, but like,
yeah,
you just trust the camp; they're going to go bang.
Let's talk Doncaster Prelude. What did you make of this one, Smalley?
Another cracking race. I've had something small on New Endeavour. I thought it was a good run. First up for the stable, got shuffled back, hit the line well. Hopefully, you can sit a little bit closer here. But yeah, a very open race as the market is suggesting. So,
yep. AI's tipping New Endeavour as well. Boys, anything to add before we watch the Doncaster Prelude?
Yeah, I agree. New Endeavour set a big task last start. draws barrier one, shouldn't have to do much.
I couldn't steer you into anything. I thought Amenable was a decent run last time. Redeen is an interesting horse, about 20s.
Yeah, but something small on it as well. Something small, wide last start.
Epsom winner?
Drawn soft,
yeah, well, that's what I was about to say. It's an Epsom winner. They're probably looking to get back to, you know, the famous 1,600 metres at Randwick.
Not often you get 20-1 D-Lane, C. Waller.
Amenable looks under pressure.
Amenable gone. Reindeer to the outside.
Ducasse is going to slide up the fence late.
Look at the leader.
Yeah. They do.
Come on, New Endeavour. For the boys.
Just Folk.
Sit down, Just Folk.
Wow.
Big win.
Great ride.
The mailbag team, Gavin Bedgood.
How good is that? Look at the NCAP storming, huh? New Endeavour digging in
second. NCAP ran on pretty well.
Considering it was tailed off almost.
Unbelievable.
Very
weird race.
There he is.
He knew he was up in Sydney for the race.
Great result. And surely they're running the Doncaster off that. Why
yeah, you'd think so. Why would you? Especially if
just for the fact that they'll just want to run in the race. I want to say they got a Doncaster runner. So, yeah, look, I don't think we've seen the Doncaster winner in that race, though, have we?
I don't think so.
No. Boys, thank you. Casting Couch Boys, you did a great job.
Very good. Good fun. Good to be here. We'll get you back again on Saturday. It was a marathon effort, but we got through.
Yep, you've made it. We'll bring you back for another casting on Saturday, day one of the championships. So we will be back for a Saturday session for day one of the championships. But before then, we've got to get through the Saturday set on Thursday. Smalley, thank you for your involvement.
Pleasure.
And the King Zone and the Fissure as well. They're not here anymore, but they were great as well. So hope you enjoyed this little midweek snack treat, and we'll see you on Thursday for the Saturday set.